That sound certainly brings you back to earth. Thanksgiving is upon us. Time to talk turkey, but this time from a turkey's point of view. Joining us now to discuss gobblers and our new video, Hot for Turkey. It's up there on our website, sciencefriday.com, is video producer Luke Gruskin. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ara.
Now, Hot for Turkey sounds like a cooking segment, Luke.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you. We're talking Hot for Turkey strictly in the sexual sense.
Well, that's even better.
Yes, it's not racy. I'm not going to say that turkeys are ever going to be racy, a racy animal. But when you and I see that bold display, you know, the fanned feathers, you know, it's in every grocery store right now. We think food, you know.
Right.
You probably,
sure.
Our listeners probably thought that Hot for Turkey. But when a female turkey sees that, it means something very different. It means, you know, genetic potential. It means an attractive mate. Or it could mean, oh my God, get me away from this thing. I don't want to be around this male. And telling the difference can be difficult. It can be rather difficult. It's not as simple as, oh, well, he has a nice, big, bold display. I think I'll go with him. There are a lot of different factors that a female turkey has to weigh in order to pick her mate.
Mm-hmm. So where does the heat come in that
so
ranking?
One of the factors that plays into this is the rate at which a male displays. And it doesn't, you know, factor in the way that you would think. So male turkeys display at everything. If you've ever seen a turkey, a wild turkey, they're just constantly displaying. And they display even when a female's not around. I've seen when I was filming turkeys for this video, I actually watched a male display for a goat for 20 minutes.
Anything that comes along,
another male, another
species.
Sticks
out his feathers and does a dance in front.
Exactly. And hunters actually use that to kind of draw in large males.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking with Luke Gruskin about the film Hot for Turkey. So they'll display anywhere, anything that drops by, even a goat, as you say.
Exactly, exactly. And this is very energy intensive. It's also a little dangerous because all that displaying builds up body heat. And turkeys aren't very good at removing heat from their body. That works out for us when we put the domesticated species in an oven. But for wild turkeys, that can be kind of dangerous. So the question is, why display a lot? So I talked to Dr. Richard Buchholz of the University of Mississippi. This is a fellow that's actually studied the sexual selection of turkeys his entire career. And he has a theory. The theory is that the female turkey is looking at the males and categorizing them based on how long they display despite the heat. So they like a hot turkey that can, you know, take the heat.
So that's their competitive advantage.
That's one of them. There's some other things, some other factors that turkeys use, that females are looking at. One is this thing called the snood. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the snood represents, but the snood is that little thing on the turkey's nose.
It hangs down.
The little thing that you're always like, what the heck is that doing there? Yeah, well, it has a purpose. It's a signal to a female. And you'll have to watch the video to find out what it actually is saying. Mm-hmm. But the length of the snood actually matters. And in the case of turkeys, size definitely matters. Mm-hmm. There's also the acoustic different factors to a male turkey's display. So I asked them about gobbles. What do gobbles actually mean? And this is what Dr. Richard Buchholz said.
People know that turkeys gobble, but the gobble call is rarely used when the female is present. It's a long-distance signal for females, but up close it may indicate too much aggression, which females don't like in males. When males are displaying intensely, they're strutting, which means that they're also vibrating their chests. And this probably involves airflow through the trachea in a way that vibrates a fat sponge that's just under their skin.
Wow, so they're not gobbling to other females. They never
gobble?
They're
gobbling to call in the females. That's like it's kind of like a long distance, hey, baby, check out what I'm cooking.
What I'm strutting here.
Yeah, exactly. And then when the female actually comes closer, then there's a whole series of other calls, including that thump, which is known as spitting and drumming. And that's part of the display. They also scrape their wings along the ground. And that sound actually makes the females, when they like the male, it makes them shudder.
Wow. So if you want to know what makes a turkey hot or not to another female.
Exactly.
Head over to sciencefriday.com and check out the video. And if you like it, you can now subscribe to our weekly videos right on that video. What was the most surprising thing when you made the video about the displaying that the turkeys would display to anything that it saw?
Well, that was definitely surprising to me. But most surprising was this kind of revelation about snood. Of all the different things that a male turkey has, the length of his snood is probably the number one factor. I'm not going to tell you why. You have to watch the video to find out why.
It's surprising.
It's extremely
surprising why.
And they're just hideous to look at.
Well, there you have it. Luke Roskin, our video producer. Happy holidays to you. And
happy holidays
to you. Happy Turkey Day.